Okay, Frank here from printhut.co.uk. An article has appeared on our website last night, Paper for Print, Sustainability versus Recycling. So what's all that about? Well, how confusing a topic is that, sustainability versus recycling? When we buy a piece of print, we can be bamboozled with jargon from the printers and the paper merchants regarding how the paper material you have chosen has been produced and whether or not it will end up in landfill, be recycled, or maybe it is already been recycled and is now being used under a different guise. Of course, the majority of us well-educated print buyers want to see either it's been recycled, it can be used again, or it's from sustainable sources. However, we have to understand that we can't all use recycled paper all of the time. The overarching phrase that we need to understand isn't so much recycling, but sustainability. Think about it for a minute. If we all purchased recycled papers and boards, then there'd be no virgin fibres left at all for us to recycle. And soon, of course, we'd run out of recycled paper to print on. So the dilemma the print industry has, in a nutshell, is that we can't all use recycled papers all the time. So what is the right thing for us to do? Let's just think about this for a moment. Paper is not, and I stress, paper is not a dirty product. This is where we all need to take a long, hard look at the print and paper industry. Paper mills have come a long way in recent years, and the image of bulldozers discriminately destroying vast hectares of virgin forestry is well and truly consigned to the history books. Think of paper forests as maybe a farmer's field, thoughtfully and purposely growing a product to produce an economic yield. Today, the paper industry throughout the world operates under the strictest global legislation you could think of. Each seedling that they plant is managed, they're monitored, studied, but crucially, every seedling is replaced, and replaced very, very quickly. Just like a wheat field in Cambridgeshire, for example, a forestry plantation in Portugal produces valuable byproducts during its life cycle, which are vital for its own local environment. In the case of paper, it is of staggering global importance. We're all well aware of global warming, the impact years of heavy industry has had on our sea levels, our land temperatures, and the lives of millions of people who have been adversely affected by these catastrophic changes. Paper production is a masterclass in aligning industry with the environment. We all know of the issues of deforestation, but the culprits here are not solely paper users. In fact, paper consumption is thought to represent at most less than 7%. The construction industry and the transition of forest to agriculture represents over 85% of forest clearings. In Europe, where the vast majority of our paper comes from, has in fact seen a 30% increase in forestation, supporting healthy European biodiversities, protecting CO2 levels in the environment, and crucially, encouraging natural habitats and wildlife to flourish. Next time you consider the impact of print on paper on the environment, consider paper used for print to be wholly sustainable, regardless of the fact whether it is a recycled grade. Paper is based on wood, one of the truly sustainable, renewable products on Earth, absorbing CO2 from the atmosphere throughout its entire life cycle. Paper is a good product, and the world needs it as the pressures on the planet inevitably grows. So there we go, that's our bit about sustainability and recycling. Take a look at the website, loads more information there for you guys to digest before you consider purchasing the paper you need for your print project. That's Frank Golden, Print Hut, printing exactly what you want for less.